Torah begins Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayom Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha me'artzecha u'me'moladcha me'beis avicha la'artz asher arecha. And the Torah says Lech Lecha. And the question that Rashi is dealing with is, what's the purpose of Lecha? Just say Lech. Lech Lecha. Just say Lech. Go. Me'artzecha. This Lecha seems to be extraneous. Lech Lecha. What's the Lecha? So Rashi says L'hanoscha u'letovoscha. Because Lecha means it's going to be to your benefit. It's going to be to your benefit to leave where you are and to go to a different location. But we have to understand a little bit why exactly, what's the benefit, what's this Lecha? What's this Lecha? And then the Torah says, but it starts off Vayomer Hashem, right? El Avram Lech Lecha. Now Vayomer, we know Rashi says in Parshas Yisro that Amira is Lashon Raka. Dibur is Lashon Kosher. Whereas when I say something very stern, very strict, that's Dibur, Vaydaber. Vayomer is, so it's interesting. It says Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha. And then, what does it say? In Pasuk Dalet, Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elov Hashem. It doesn't say Vayelech Avram Kasher Amar Elov Hashem. It changes it from Amira to Dibur. And you would think, if it starts off Vayom Hashem Al Avram, that Hashem spoke in a, so to speak, Lashon Raka, in a soft way, then in Pasuk Dalet it should say Vayelech Avram Kasher Omar Elav Hashem, not Kasher Diber Elav Hashem, which is discussed in the Mefarshim. So there is a concept, Rabosai, a fascinating Gemara which we're familiar with. Pasuk in page 4 in Parshas Vaschanan. The Shamart, last Pasuk in Parshas Vaschanan. The Shamarta es ha-mitzvah v'sachukim v'sa-mishpotim v'sha-anochi mitzavcha hayom la-asosom. So Rashi makes a comment, the last Rashi in Veschanan, says, Hayom la'asosom u'lemachar la'olam haba lito scharam. Which means that mitzvahs we do in this world, but the schar, that's for olam haba. And that's the famous statement that the Gemara says in Kedushin on page 5, on Lamates Amid Beis, Rava Omar Mani Rab Yaakov de Omar schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. That in this world we don't set schar for our mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malek. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. Hayom, in this world, asosom. We do. Reward, that we'll get in Olam Haba. You know, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva has his famous piece. He says, but isn't that against all of Chumash? Because all of Chumash is always saying, if you do good, you'll get this and this and this. Hayem Shemot Tishmu. Nasati Matarzchem Bito, right? So isn't this Gemara against? So the Rambam says no. The schar is Olam Haba. But what Hashem says is that if I see you're interested in doing mitzvahs, then I'm going to help you out. In other words, because if you're poor and you don't have food, it's going to be hard to do mitzvahs. So im shamo tishmu, so it's going to rain, you're going to get produce, you'll be okay. But that's not the schar. That's just, Hashem says, if I see that you're interested in it, I'll facilitate. Not al schar. Just, I'll facilitate because I see you're interested in doing mitzvahs, I'll help you out. The schar for the mitzvah, that's an olam haba. That's schar mitzvah b'hayal melech. But there is a yisod that's brought down in different svarim. That's the following. That says, in Chidah and others, that even though in this world there's no schar for the mitzvahs, that's only the mitzvahs that we're mechuyev to do. Things that we're mechuyev to do. But things that we add on, say for example, we do the mitzvah, not just get an esrog that's kacha kacha, but we get a nicer esrog. You pay a little bit more money. So that, the extras, we get schar in this world. And that's based on a Gemara in Bava Kamma on page 6, on Tesam and Base. The Gemara says, Ella Amar Rav Zeira Behidr Mitzvah Atshlish. Which Rashi says, say, if you find two esrogim, and one is nice than the other, but obviously it's more expensive. So it's a nice thing if you add a third more to the price to get the hiddur, that's hiddur mitzvah. But the Gemara says but the Gemara then says at shlish mishalo mikan ve'elach mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you do, you add a shlish, that's on your cheshbon. If you add even more, then you get more than the actual requirement, then that you're going to get an olam haba. Then you're going to get, you're going to get an even in this world. Ochel peiros b'olam hazeh. So the klal that a lot of mefarshim say, the chidah and others, is char mitzvah b'hayal meleka is referring to only the chiyuvim. The chiyuvim, putting a talis tefillin, what you have to do. So then we're going to get schar. But extras that we add on, meaning doing it in a more mehidhududik way or doing it more zorizdik way, things that we really didn't have to technically do, then we get schar in this world as well. And that's the fame shot, some say, in a famous medrash. We know, we learned this year the Indian of Kanoim Pogimbo. Right? So Kanoim Pogimbo means if somebody sees a Jewish man cohabiting with a non-Jewish woman, so he can go over and kill them. Kanoim Pogimbo. So who was the one of Kanoim Pogimbo? Pinchas. So the Pasuk says in page 7, Haydab Hashem Moshe Leimor, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron, Okoy Yeshiv, Eskamasi, Bel Bnei Yisrael, Bekanos, Kinyin, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the kahuna, he gave him a special reward. So says the Medrash on page 9, Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'din hu sheyitol schara. The fact that he now became a Kohen, because beforehand, Kohen wasn't necessarily that you just became automatically. He earned to become a Kohen because he did the Kanoim Pogimbo. It's rightfully his, the Medrash says. So what's the pshat? So that's what the Mefarshim explained. The pshat, the Bnei Sosman, others explained that the pshat is that Kanaim Pogimbo is not like tefillin and mezuzah. It's not something you have to do. It's something beyond the call of duty. And then you have to be a certain type of person, whatever, beyond the call of duty. But he went ahead and beyond the call of duty, and he did this Kanaim Pogimbo. So then he'll get schar even what? In this world. He'll get schar even in this world. Oh. So the Yismach Moshe on page 13 says the following. And this is his Yisod. He says an unbelievable thing. Here, take a look at page 13 on the left side. Nearly. Halpim of Wardom Chazal schar mitzvah v'hayal meleka. But something that you do more than the chiyuv, then you get schar even in this world. So he says like this. Avram Avinu, Hashem says lech lecha. So the simple pshat is it was a chiyuv. So says the Yismach Moshe, no. The Lech Lecha, Rashi says the word Lecha means because it's for your benefit. The Yismach Moshe says a different pshat. Lecha means that it's optional. Lecha, it's up to you. Now, why does Hashem give optional mitzvahs? Because since Hashem knows that the schar that he gives for mitzvahs is only Olam Haba, right? The schar he gives. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that human beings need things in Olam Hazeh also. We're not malachim that we can just say, oh, Olam Haba, Olam Haba. Okay, that's, of course we believe in Olam Haba. But Hashem has to give us areas that are optional, that we could embark upon these areas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? Will be able to give us schar, even what? In Olam Hazeh. And that's what it means, Lech Lecha. Because you're going to get reward, because it's not an absolute. I'm recommending Lech Lecha. I'm recommending that you follow, you take this journey, and if you do, and therefore if you do so, it'll be because optional mitzvahs are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give reward even in this world. And then he says a beautiful idea on page 14 in the bottom. Al pi ma shechasavti. He says, it's a funny thing. Hashem gave us tefillin, right? So tefillin from when you're bar mitzvah till the end of your life, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov and maybe Chol HaMoed, right? You have to put on tefillin. You know, no choice. You know? But tzitzis is different. Tzitzis, you don't have to wear tzitzis, meaning you don't have to wear a beged of Dal Kamfos. It became a minug, like Moshe Feinstein writes, it became a minug that we wear a beged of Dal Kamfos to mimchayev ourselves. But it's not a chayev. In other words, technically, if a person doesn't wear a garment of Dal Kamfos, he's not chayev in tzitzis. So why did Hashem give us such a mitzvah? In other words, usually in the mitzvahs, you have to do. In other words, matzah and Pesach, the first night, is not negotiable. You got to do. The sukkah, lulav. So why do you give us such a type of mitzvah that it's up to me? If I want to put up the begging of Dal Kamfos, then I'll what? Then I'll get the mitzvah. You know why? This is the idea, he says. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have an area where it's not obligatory. And you could mechayiv yourself. And this way, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will what? Be able to give you schar in Olam Hazeh. And the Bnei Yisosu says the same thing, and he gives a pshat of Parah HaKofosov, the whole thing, but you can take a look about the Or HaMakif, we were talking about before. And that's what he says, the same thing by the Meraglim. Shlach Lecha, and so what does it mean? Back to Vayelech Lecha. But when Avram said, Vayelech Hashem Dibe, and that's why it says, Vayomer Hashem, El Avram Lech Lecha. Lashon Raka, because it's not a tzibur. It's, I'm giving you a recommendation. So a recommendation is not done with a harshness. But the word is, Avram, the Yitzchak Moshe says, Avram Avinu did it, ki ilu was a tzibur. Kasher diber imo. In other words, diber would have been a tzibur, but really it was not a tzibur. Oh. So, and the same thing the Yitzchak Moshe says by the Meraglim. The Shlach Lecha, it was a rishus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Meraglim should have special siyata d'shmaya, that will give them special schar in this world. So even though in the end they went with a bad intent anyway, so it didn't work out. But that's the idea of lecha, that this, in other words, Hashem means, and this is the point I want to say here, what's being said, that there's room in Yadus for individuality. Meaning, in other words, everyone's going to sit in the sukkah. Everyone's going to take the lulav. But there is a concept of Yadus of lecha, that it's not an absolute chiv. And that you see by the mitzvah tzitzis. If you put it, you have mechayiv. But I'm not mechayiv you to put on the beged of Dal Kamfos. But, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives this area of lecha, of individuality, this way he can give schar even in this world. Even in this world. And then there's a pshat I always like from the Mor V'Shemesh. and on this week's parsha, and it fits in on page 19. Well, look what he says. Achar advarim ha'ele ha'yadvar Hashem al Avram machzal emor atir Avram menochi vokein lachos karchar be'mod. Ha'yam Avram Hashem al kim mati teili menochi holoich hariri. There's Avram saying, I'm an old man, I don't have kids, you know, and all I have is who? Eliezer. So what does he call him? The Mesek Eliezer. And what does Rashi say? Bottom line, Dolo Mashke Mitoras Rabo Lachem. Right? He says over the Rebbe's Shir to everyone else. So the Mar of Hashemesh has the following question. Avram Avinu here is sort of, I don't want to use the word complaining, but saying to Baruch Hu, you know, I want to have a future. I don't have any children. And all I have is what? Eliezer. So you would think, if he's saying all I have is Eliezer, he wouldn't compliment Eliezer. He would say, all I have is Eliezer, and he's not so great. But what does he say? The Mesek Eliezer. He's the star pupil. He's Dolo Mashke. So if it's a sort of a complaint or a request that I want to continue my legacy, and I don't have children, so why is he saying, all I have is Eliezer, and he's, wow, he's the greatest. You say, no, all I have is Eliezer, and Eliezer is not whatever, what I really want. But he doesn't say that. He says, the best I can Eliezer, don't mash him with the rabbi lachir. So the Mor v'Shemesh says an unbelievable shot. And this is what he says. On the next page. V'nirei yadu b'sfarim ha'kadoshim, the right sasha, v'seinu kadoshim shorshim l'mala u'mal b'chokhma b'ina nadas cholechar ochus b'shorshim. So then he said the left side, zev should be kishma v'lam b'mat t'teilu v'cholechar me'am ech sh'meizu b'mesek al-yezer. He says like this. He says, what he's saying is like this, this is the way I understand what he's saying. Is that, you see, we know the different avos. Avram was the midas chesed, and Yitzchak was the midah of gvura, of pachad, and yeah. He says, Eliezer, and this is maybe not the simple pshat, but I think it's a profound pshat. And he says, Eliezer is dolo mashka mitoras rabo lacherim. He was just a parent. He was just a parent. Yeah, everything I said, he says over. I do this, he copies me. Because I don't want a parrot. I don't want a robot to be my legacy. I want him to be his own person, to incorporate the values that I give him, but yet to be him, not to be me. I don't want, Avram says, I don't want my Talmud just to, you know, I say this, he says this. I do this to be a mimic, to be a parrot. He should be his person, with his, you know, his personality, who is his. And he should be inspired and learn from the Rebbe. And get values from the Rebbe, but he should be his own individual. Be his individual. And that's what he's saying, says the Mor v'Shemesh. That all I have is Eliezer, who's Dolo Mashke, meaning he's a parrot. He's Dolo Mashke, Bitoras Rabo, Lacherim. And I think in the packet here, page 20, somehow got just goes and so if you don't see this whole board here, you look at the Mor v'Shemesh, because somehow they, whoever made this when I gave it, they took out page 20, and that says the board. But you understand what I'm saying, and that's the lecha, lech lecha. So Hashem is saying, Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you this mitzvah of going to Eretz Canaan, but it's up to you. In other words, it is room for Yadus that everyone has to put on tefillin and everyone has to shake the lulav. But then there's the lech lecha and there's the tzitzis and there's the other area. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that every individual is what? Is different. Every individual is different. And every individual has to have, and that's what Avraham is saying. you know, the Mesek Eliezer. He's Dolo Mashke. But he doesn't, he's not his own person. I want somebody to succeed me who's going to be his own person, again, who's going to learn from me and be inspired and get values and knowledge, but yet not just be a carbon copy of who I am. And that's what Eliezer was. He was just a Dolo Mashke Mitoris Rabba Lachem. And then let's just conclude with the Gemara Nida. Rav Shechter said this over at Tish this year, that, you know, there's a famous Gemara on page 22 in Nida Laman Amadeis that says that Darsh of go further down, the Gemara says, this is the famous Gemara that says that when a child is inside the mother's womb, taught Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, ten words in the bottom. How many? Yeah. Kol HaTorah Kula. So, in the Sefer Malas HaTorah by the brother of the Vilna Gaon says, and the way Rav Shechter said it over is that Kol HaTorah Kula doesn't mean the same Kol HaTorah Kula for everybody. In other words, everyone has a chelik in Torah. Everyone has a chelik. You know, some people are more into halacha, some people more into agadah, some people more into different things. Everyone has their chelik. So, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches you is your chelik in Torah, and you shouldn't feel like depressed, oh, he knows something, but I don't know that. You know, everyone has their chelik. And as long as you're trying and you're learning and coming and this, you get your chelik in Torah. It doesn't mean that everyone's chelik in Torah is the same. And every, there was, the idea being is, that's how Rav Shechter said over from the Malach HaTorah, the Vilna Gaon, that, say, with the Malach, the Kol HaTorah Kula, is your Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not necessarily the same as your Kol HaTorah Kula, etc. Because again, even though Yad was, has many areas that there's uniformity, that, you know, we're all taking a lulav and world, putting on tefillin and all this, but there's the concept of lech lecha. There's still that area of that I can be my own person within the borders of halacha. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and that's what Avraham Avinu wanted. He didn't, and Yitzchak Taka was different. Yitzchak was his own man. He learned from Avraham Avinu, but what? He was a whole different type of person, Yitzchak. Avram was the Chesed, Yitzchak was the Yira, a whole different type of thing. And that's what Avram wanted. And that's what Hashem gave him a son, Yitzchak, not who's just going to be a carbon copy. And that, I think, is a very important thing, that because human beings are different just from their makeup or their psychological makeup, their personality differences. And it's, you know, it's not we're trying to mold everyone into being one. We want everyone to be an honest person, and we want everyone to be a Yirah Shamayim. But, like, not everyone has to dress exactly the same, not everyone has to look exactly the same, not everyone has to, you know, learn different ways, different things. Like, there's room for diversity within Yardus, and that's the Lech Lecha, Lecha, Shlach Lecha. It's a Rishus. There's an area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is a Rishus. You want to engage in it, not engage in it, but it's lecha, it's up to you. And that makes different people differently, and it's much healthier. Because the makeup of everybody is different, and therefore, we're not trying to produce. Avraham Avinu didn't want that his success would just be a carbon copy of him. Some people that, you know, they have to do exactly, you know. No, you're your own person. You should learn, and you should from Rebbeim, etc. But on the end of the day, you should be who you are. You have your own personality and your own person. You do. There's an area in Yadus of the lecha, of the lech lecha, and that's the area that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar even in this world. That individuality area of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and that's, I think, is an important lesson that. That we can derive. That Lech Lecha wasn't an obligation, it was Vayomer, it was a suggestion. You know, the Drushas Haran even says the Akedah, when it says Kach Nos Bincha, Kach No Loshon Bakasha. It also wasn't an obligation. The whole Akedah, that's the Ran says that. But here the Yismach Moshe is saying L'cha is that you should have your own, and there should be a mitzvah of tzitzis, but it's not the same as tefillin. You have to do it, and that's it. And even though, again, Bizman Hazeh, the minhag is to wear tefillin, but the hashkafa behind it is that there's room for diversity within halacha, within. You know, again, that doesn't mean that everything goes. It's not an anarchy, and that everything is okay. But within the halachic realm, there's room for people dressing differently within a mechubadika way of dressing. There's room for different ways. Okay, there's certain things that are out of the pale, that are not acceptable. And that doesn't mean that everything, everything goes. But Yadis respects the idea of the individual. Rav Shechter likes to quote that the different shvatim of different, the Medrash says in Noso, each shaven had a different midah, and they were makriv, even though they were makriv the different karbanos and the nesiim, they all had this. But this is an important area to understand, and everyone, and that's, very important in looking for shiduchim. What's a good shidduch for this person is not a good shidduch for another person. You have to, see what's good, what works for you. What's for what type of person you are, what your desires are, what your goals are, all within the rubric of Avodas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim, but there could be differences that are all legitimate, and that's Lech Lecha, and that's Shlach Lecha, and Be'ez Hashem, everyone should find his chelek in Torah. It said that's Rav Shechter said for the Malas HaTorah of the son of Vilna Gaon. Your Kol HaTorah Kula is not necessarily his Kol HaTorah Kula. Saying Chalkeinu B'Sarah Secha, everyone has his own chelek. But the key is that we should all get the chelek that we have. We should all not be lazy to come reach our own potentials. Like Rav Shechter said from Rav Chaim V'Loshna, we should all fulfill that in the way we can. And that Be'ez Hashem will all live meaningful, meaning and fulfilling lives. Lanu Chol Beis.